Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for pre-cast production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com.
Yeah.
You missed the co. It's been a week plus since he's been on the show.
It has been. Are you going to do the co this year? 2026? Yeah. We'd like you to be the co guy.
Yeah, that's my bad. I mean, we're like a team coming off of an extended layoff. We're not quite there.
There's been eight games of the for those who earned a bye. Seven lost, except for one team.
What it is?
Except for one team. Who do you think it was?
Indiana.
Sigs. Sigs had his guys.
Say that stat again, though.
Eight bye teams. Seven of them lost. Sigs is the only winner.
He kicked ass. Sigs.
Sigs.
38-3. No big deal.
These bye teams aren't winning.
Well, last year was a little odd because like Boise had a bye and they weren't one of the better teams. True. So there was some difference there. But sometimes it's rhythm. Things there. Yeah, that it is.
Arizona State almost beat Texas in that game last year.
We got to get and Stu, frankly, I thought about this. We got to get back into rhythm. I mean, we're out of rhythm.
Well, you guys have ruined the show. So we've talked about that because you didn't watch the end of the game. And it was the most phenomenal
end
ending to a game.
What game?
Ole Miss Georgia game, 39-34.
I feel we've ruined.
Here's why you ruined it. Here's why you've ruined it. Because it was so epic. The game was there 6 seconds left. They kicked the ball deep and they run the ball out to try to throw a play across
this
the field.
Georgia.
Right, Georgia. They throw it and the ball hits the ground. On the way out of bounds, it hits the pylon, and it appears as if the game is over. Also, when it hit the pylon, it meant safety. Mm-hmm. So it turned into a safety, game over. They pushed the entire stage out onto the field for the big
celebration
post-game.
Yeah.
Review, 1 second left. They had to push everybody off the field and push the giant stage back off the field.
Crazy.
So then they kick an onside kick with 1 second. Ole Miss didn't know the rules. If the offensive team recovers the ball, the clock doesn't start. So they kicked a Texas twister. They fell on the ball being Georgia.
Got the ball.
But there's only 1 second left, so should have been what? Game over. 1 second. The ball got touched from a dead ball to a live ball. Nope, that's not the rules. But guess what they did? They pushed the entire stage back onto the field again.
Oh.
The whole thing. Back on the field. They douse him with water.
Pete Golding.
Pete Golding. Everyone's on the field. Nope. They had to bring him all the way back off. Push it back off the field again.
We did ruin
twice,
the show.
Twice.
We
twice.
Ruined the
you
show.
You ruined the show. They pushed it all the way back
off. We did.
Off. And then they throw... remember the end of the Alamo Bowl, the quadruple lateral?
Yes.
They threw 20 laterals to end the game. Georgia got the ball back. If they score a touchdown, they win.
They win. And they had a shot.
And they had a shot. Crazy things happen on this stuff. I've seen it happen before.
We ruined the show.
You ruined the show.
We had no idea.
They pushed the stage out twice onto it.
We ruined the damn show, the first show of the year.
It wasn't even brought up by either Colin or by Chet, the other guy.
Vince.
I'm sorry. Chet. Vince.
Connor and Nick. Colin and Chet.
They didn't even bring it up.
Why not?
Show got ruined.
We ruined the show. Hey, Bill.
I'm talking to my dad on the phone. I go, hey, Dad, game's not over.
They pushed the stage out twice.
Dad goes, that's it for me. I'm heading to bed. Hung up. The game wasn't over. And all of a sudden, the ball's going. Imagine me calling my dad back up and getting him out of
bed. Wake up, Dad. Yeah.
And they had a shot.
100.
A bunch of laterals.
Troy says it was buffoonery at the max level by everybody involved.
It was just because you can't advance the ball, all you had to do was if you were Ole Miss was dive on the ball and the game's over. Now I don't know how a ball can get kicked and recovered and no time goes off.
No time goes off.
I have no, and but the rule says if the opposing team recovers, no time goes off the clock.
Okay, so that was correct.
So they didn't.
So that was a correct ruling.
Yeah, the ruling was correct. But I'm looking at this, and I'm sitting there going like, oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Why'd they wheel the stage out there?
They thought the game was over twice.
The game, they went to zeros. And then they're going like, well, it actually had hit the pylon, so it's a safety. But so they had to kick the onside kick from the 20. Okay. If they would have kicked it from the 35, they would have got the ball at like the 50-yard line. So more chance to maybe score. I mean, it was
so. Okay, I got a question.
I did too. So was it Sean?
No. Why ask questions, guys? You guys didn't care enough to watch.
It was Sean McDonough in the call, right? Was the broadcaster? What was their thought? What were they saying through this whole process?
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of standing back there. I'm not really even listening to him very much. I'm going like, I heard him say, "Well, there's no time off the clock because the offense." And I'm like, I'll be honest with you. That rule would have got me too. But I would have told my guys, "Hey, listen, when they kick this ball, just go get it because they can't advance it for a touchdown. They can't.
But I got a question. Did the refs just not know that? Okay.
So no, the refs were right.
No, so Georgia recovers. And why did they wheel the stage out there?
No, that's because they thought it once, because again, the clock went to zero. Yeah. And the refs are like, no. If you see these guys, they push it all the way out and all of a sudden play it back, push it all the way back off.
Okay.
Goes to zero again. They douse him with water. They bring the stage back out again. Push him all the way back again.
That is buffoonery.
And you guys missed it all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We ruined the first show
of the
year.
I'm not doing the show tomorrow.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing it tomorrow.
We're not doing a show tomorrow anyway.
I'm making a stand. I will not come in tomorrow.
All right, you don't have to.
Fine, we'll give you the day off tomorrow, Bill.
Bill's not coming in.
Monday, you'll be here, though.
Yeah, serious.
God, we ruined it.
People are mad at me because we haven't talked Nebraska, but we'll get to that next time. Let's get to the playoff stuff right now because we're on it right now. So, obviously, Ole Miss wins that game last night. Epic game that me and Sip missed the second half. I watched the first half.
The most
and I was
epic
traveling
game I've ever. The number two best game ever, and the other one is Texas versus USC 2006 or whatever it is.
Let's not forget on New Year's Eve, though, Miami takes down Ohio State 24-14. Statement by the defense of the Hurricanes. Offense was good, too, but how about impressive?
Well, we talked about Ohio State's lack of creativity on offense. Look at their last. Well, they scored 14 against Texas. They scored 10 against Indiana.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
And scored 14 in this game.
Yep.
They have an offensive problem over there.
Yeah, with those points you do. I'll tell you what it did. I was texting some friends on this. I go, it turned into a adults-only football game. That was grown men, those two teams.
That was fun.
Violent, physical. It was wow. You turn it on, you're just like going like, look at this. This was, and now I will say this, Miami, not much more creative than
offensively.
No, they just happened to catch a couple. They caught a couple breaks, and not a couple breaks. The last drive was phenomenal.
It was.
Their last drive that they took the ball down and ended it. But I was freaking out because they have they have the game won because they're up by three, and they ran a play and to get the first down. So I'm going like, okay. They're like, okay, what should you do here? You know, we're watching the game with my nephew and stuff. I go, call timeout. If I'm Miami, I'm calling timeout, saying, listen, if they try to let you score, go down, because they could have ran the clock down to about like 6 seconds left in the game. 6 seconds, kick the field goal if they wanted to even kick it like that. Instead,
they scored.
They let them score.
And they were
partying like, it's like, no, they let you score. And because guess what? If they go down and score and get the onside, the only way you could have lost that game was scoring a touchdown. They gave them a chance. Now they end up scoring.
Got the pick,
Now we'll say this. You're up 10 with 55 seconds. Pretty good spot.
It looks pretty good.
Pretty good spot to be in. But you still have those guys on the other side. They have some wide receivers that can go up and down the field.
Yeah.
So you don't. It's like the last play of the 15 laterals. You don't know what's going to happen. Ugh. But anyway, it was a grown man's game. Oh, wow, did Miami rush the passer and get after him. It was fun.
24-14, Miami, the U, has beaten A&M and Ohio State back-to-back games.
If I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm not happy with the offensive staff. You have all those receivers, and this is what you get. You get 14.
14.
You get 10 against Indiana. That's it. 24 points in two games. Okay. You better figure something out.
That's not acceptable for Ohio State.
No, not with those guys.
I mean, their defense is still exceptional, but...
Oh, 100%.
The offense let them down big time.
Oh, God, yeah. It's unimaginative.
So that was the game on New Year's Eve. Then yesterday, of course, the snoozer. I mean, I'm still shocked this game went this direction.
I fell asleep.
It was boring.
Oregon, all of a sudden, I'm out. Me and Sugar are on the couch. We're trying to watch the game. I'm out. Oh, wow. Woke back up. Oh,
23-0, Oregon over Texas Tech. Again, Baron Morton looked awful the whole game. The Oregon defense had them confused from start to finish. They had nothing going in this game.
Does it concern you on these playoff games? There's a lot of empty seats in that.
The one that got me the most was in the Friday night game, Jerry's World. I told my nephew, I said, take a look at that. There is 40 seats, big leather chairs in the end zone, all completely empty.
You concerned about that?
Yeah, completely empty.
You concerned Austin Stadium wasn't sold out for James Madison, by the way.
Remember,
We didn't sell that game out.
We did it. Swim and myself did the cost to get into that game of Miami and Ohio State is like $30.
Seriously?
$30. Yeah, you get it. Here's why. They anticipated it being Texas A&M, Ohio State, which would have been, tickets would have been going for $1,000 a piece for A&M to get into Jerry's Cotton World. Bowl, instead, Miami doesn't have a big fan base. They don't travel well. And Ohio State's like, we're probably going to win. We want to spend our money on the next phase of this. So
I love the playoff, and I love college football. But if I were I don't even know who this guy is. Like, if I was the leader or the leaders of college football, I don't even know who we're talking about at this point. That would concern me. Empty seats. Autzen doesn't sell out for the playoff.
I don't know how your home game doesn't sell out.
It's ridiculous. Sell out.
For Oregon? Come on.
I mean, that's crazy. But I will say this, that Sugar Bowl was incredible. The Ole Miss fans, they had that place. Oh, it was nuts. Of course, you guys missed it.
We did miss. Not all of it.
But at the end,
just as well missed it all. Because just say you watched the first half is even worse than saying.
I didn't see the whole first half.
23-0 Oregon to Texas Tech. And then Indiana, of course, as we mentioned, the only team with a bye thus far through 2 years to win their playoff game.
38-3. You knew it was going to happen, though, because, I mean, not knew that was going to be at that level, but, I mean, Alabama is just one-dimensional. You watch all these other running backs run, and you watch the Alabama running game. It's not even remotely close to
They don't run the ball well.
They don't run the ball. They don't run the ball at all.
How is that possible?
Don't run the ball at all.
Bill, why?
They want to. I'm not saying that they just – it was used the word can't and won't like that. They can't run the ball.
They don't have the guys up front.
They don't have the guys. They don't have the running back. They don't have the running backs that I saw playing this last weekend.
And they're not as good in the trenches as Indiana.
No.
I don't know how many. Who is, though? That's the question. Isn't Indiana right now, you would say they're the one seed, right? They're the favorite to win.
They have to be.
Yeah, you still got to stick with them with the favorite because, I mean, it's hard to beat Alabama 38-3 on a neutral field. It's really hard.
I'm not playing it down at all.
Yeah, it's like going, well, hold it now. Alabama just went to Oklahoma and beat them.
I'm not playing it down.
Beat them by 10.
And they were down 17-0 that game. And came back and won the game. On the road.
See, Bill, here's the thing. You do have an advantage on us a little bit, on me for sure, in that I got to cover a team. Mm-hmm. So I miss a lot of games. I do. But I did not miss Indiana, Ohio State. I watched every play. And my takeaway was, I think Indiana's better man for man than Ohio State. Better man for man.
I think you're man for man. Well, they don't have anybody that can line. They say it's as good as Jeremiah Smith. They don't have anybody.
No, but I think.
But they are not at a deficit.
No.
Across the board.
No, it's not like that was, oh, God, Indiana won, although Ohio State's so much better. No. I think Indiana's better.
Yeah.
They're a better team.
I did love that the MVP for the Rose Bowl was the offensive line. Pat Coogan and the O-line for Indiana was the MVP of the game.
And how about Indiana's Mendoza? When he gets interviewed in the postgame, he looks in the camera.
Yeah,
he loves.
Not many guys do that.
He's the man.
He looks in the camera.
How he's just like that?
I don't know how.
He's my favorite. I just sit there and wait for it. Go, it's coming. Because after
high energy all the time.
When we got a taste of that in the Big Ten, when he gave that, that's the glue. And he gave the glue
and he
signal.
Looks in the camera.
Looks in the camera.
He's such a funny
guy. He doesn't
guy.
Look he just, at the interview.
No, he looks right. He does.
If it were me, you'd look at the interviewer.
Be talking to, yeah, be talking to whatever, Holly.
Yeah, Holly Rowe.
Holly Rowe or something like that. Be talking to her like that.
Yeah. No, he looks in the camera.
He's looking this like this.
He's looking at America.
Yeah, he's looking at America.
Yeah, he's looking at America and saying, this is what we do.
This is what we do.
He's happy. He's energetic. He's just a jolly guy. I love it.
I don't know if he came up with that on his own. Like,
I don't know, but he's incredible. You know, for Indiana, it's their fourth bowl win ever. Lee Corso has one win. Mallory has two. The last win was 1991. The last win was 91.
That's remarkable.
They have four bowl wins.
Signetti.
And one of them is the Rose Bowl.
Against Alabama.
You got to start considering.
As a one seed.
You got to start considering Signetti for more important jobs, like Department of Defense.
But exactly.
You might be above football, Kirk.
This is way above.
We may need to elevate him a little.
Would you love to see him in the Oval Office?
Yes. Yes.
Imagine six.
Maybe Department of Defense first. On the way to the Oval Office.
That's next up.
Is there any other that you'd even recommend right now? No.
No.
I think he needs a rule.
He'd win in
a lot more people than just his kids.
When we come back, it's the biggest home game in many, many years for
history
Nebraska
of the
basketball.
Program.
That's next in early break in the ticket.